Hamish Macbeth, recently promoted to police sergeant, was playing in the garden with his dog, Lugs.
"Ahem," said Mrs. Fleming severely. "Where is the constable?"
Hamish was not in uniform. He was wearing an old checked shirt and baggy cords. The sun shone down on his flaming red hair and pleasant face. He smiled at her.
"I am Sergeant Macbeth. Can I help you?" "What has happened to Loch Dubh?" she demanded.
"Loch Dhu," corrected Hamish gently. "It's pronounced Loch Dhu."
"Whatever."
Mrs. Fleming did not like to be corrected.
"Why is all that smelly rubbish outside the church hall?"
"We had a fete to raise money for charity," said Hamish.
"Who are you?" "I am Mrs. Frieda Fleming, Officer for the Environment in Strathbane."
"Well, Mrs. Fleming, like I was saying, it's because of the fete, all that rubbish."
"So why hasn't it been collected?"
"Fergus MacLeod, that's the dustman, doesn't collect anything outside collection day. That's not for a couple of days' time."
"We'll see about that. Where does he live?"
"If you go to Patel's, the general store, and go up the lane at the side, you'll find four cottages along the road at the back. It's the last one."
"And why aren't you in uniform?"
"Day off," said Hamish, hoping she wouldn't check up.
"Very well. You will be seeing more of me. I plan to green Loch Dhu."
With that, she strode off along the waterfront, leaving Hamish scratching his fiery hair in bewilderment. What on earth could she have meant? Perhaps trees, or maybe gardens. But he had enough problems to fill his brain without worrying about Mrs. Fleming's plans. Behind him, and he hoped, manning the police office, was his new constable, Clary Graham. Clary was a lazy slob. He had never progressed from the ranks. He rarely washed and slopped around in a shiny old uniform. Then there was the problem of the new hotel. The Loch Dhu Hotel at the harbour had stood vacant for some years. It had recently been bought by a Greek entrepreneur, George Ioannidis. This meant work for the villagers, and Hamish was glad of that. But on the other hand, he was aware that a new hotel would take custom away from the Tomal Castle Hotel, run by Colonel Halberton Smythe, whose glamorous daughter Priscilla had once been the love of his life. He went into the police station, followed by Lugs. Lugs is the Scottish for ears, and he had called the dog that because of its large ears. In the police station, the fat figure of Clary was snoring gently behind the desk. "I should wake him up," thought Hamish. "But what for? It's as quiet as the grave these days." Clary had strands of grey hair plastered across his pink scalp, and a large grey moustache, which rose and fell with every somnolent breath. He had a round pink face, like that of a prematurely aged baby. His chubby hands were folded across his stomach. The only thing in his favour was that he was a good cook, and no one could call him mean. Most of his salary went on food which he was delighted to cook for Hamish as well as himself. "Ugh, well," thought Hamish, closing the office door gently. "I could have got someone worse." Fergus was in the middle of one of his binges, and had he been at home, Mrs. Fleming would have seen to it that he lost his job. But Fergus was lying up in the heather on the moors, sleeping off his latest binge. So it was his wife, Martha, who answered the door. Martha had once been a pretty girl, but marriage, four children, and multiple beatings had left her looking tired and faded. Her once thick black hair was streaked with grey, and her eyes held a haunted look. Mrs. Fleming questioned her closely about her husband, and fear prompted Martha to protect the horrible Fergus, for what would they live on if he lost his job? She said he was a hard worker, and the reason he collected the rubbish only once a week was because he had one of those old-fashioned trucks where everything had to be manually lifted into it by hand. Mrs. Fleming was pleased by Martha's timid, deferential air. She gave Martha her card and said that Fergus was to report to the council offices at 11 the following morning.
"We must see about getting him a new truck," she said graciously.